This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavuah, learning Siman Kuf Beis. We're up to Se'if Beis. Yesh mi sha'aymer she'em ha'yoshev b'tzad ha'mesmal chalosh mutter. Some say that this din of Sif Aleph, which comes from the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, remember we had three opinions. One should not sit in the four cubits of someone who is davening in front of him, on the side. You have to distance four amos. So the first day it was, if you're involved in davening anything, not an issue. The second opinion was that even if you're involved in learning, not an issue. The third opinion was that these dispensations is only on the side, but not directly opposite. And the Pri Chadash Paskin, like the first daya, that you could be lenient, even Melefanov. However, other Achorinim say you should be Machmer, like the Yesh Misha Omer, that in front of him, it's an issue. And one should also be Machmer, like the first Deya, that learning is not enough, you have to be davening. In other words, if you want to be lenient, you would have to be davening on the side. Learning on the side, no. Davening in front, no. But if someone is weak, you know someone who's known to be weak, he's not able to stand, he's allowed to sit, because his weakness is reflective on him, that because of that, he sat down. Davka, to sit on the side of someone who's davening. Halafanav, but in front, yesh machmir naf b'chalash, those who are machmir, even if the person is weak. Mutter, v'yesh l'sachal dvarav, you can rely on this opinion, emiyev shalai b'kal ha'archek arba amais, if it's not possible to easily distance for amais, v'lei shev sham. So, someone who is weak, let's say, basically, if you finish Shemana Esrei and a person is weak and he's clearly weak, he could sit down even though the guy next to him is still davening. Sif Gimel. Im hayoshev yashav kvar v'amad zebet tzidoi ein tzarech lakum. The grandfather didn't rule. If you already sat and then the guy decided, okay, I'm going to come and daven Shemana Esrei next to him. So once the guy already sat, then we don't make him stand up. Shari Zeba Begvulai, because the second guy, he came into my territory. Get out of my territory. Who asked you to daven Shemana Esrei next to me? Go daven in the coat room where you davened yesterday. No, just joking. But you don't have a right to sit next to me and make me stand up. It's midas chasidus to get up even in such a situation. Says Mishra Lakum, Ela Mispalo Tzarch Laharchek Arba Amos Nimenek Shroet Salamanu Mispalo. What the guy who wants to daven, he needs to distance himself four cubits from someone who's sitting. Ba begvulai v'davka bevesai. This din that a guy can come after I already sat down and start davening and make me get up, that's if I'm in my house. Avo b'minyan kavua. But if it's a set minyan, v'chol shekem b'beis ha'knesses, certainly in a shul tzarech lakum, because this is his makam kavua. So you can't say, well, he's coming in your gvul. He's not coming in your gvul. He also has a seat. Duhu makam miyuchad l'chal b'nei adam. It's designated for everyone. The Dersha brings down this applies to women as well, even in the women's section. V'afilu ma makam is kvun l'chal echad shekan b'damim. What if I bought my spot and you're sitting in someone else's seat? So you're coming to my border. I bought the seat, you know? My father was sitting in the seat. My grandfather was sitting in the seat. I was sitting in the seat since the times of Rabbi Shaila of Karastir. No, even so, it doesn't matter. You can't, you don't have rights that you could say, I don't have to stand. However, if you're already learning, then you don't have to be machir if a guy comes next to you and starts davening. Choshkein Rav Sheyoshem Tamim V'loimdim. Certainly, a Rebbe is teaching students. Ubo Asar Mispalim. And then all of a sudden a minion starts. Ein Tzrich and Lama, they don't have to get up. Afilu Midas Chasidus Leka. It's not even Midas Chasidus to get up under these circumstances. Midas Chasidus, it would be Midas Chasidus to get up even if your grandfather didn't sit in. Kedei laharim michsha mechaveru sha'asa shalai kashura. You know why it's Midas Chasidus? Not because you need to get up. It's because he should not have daven there. So you're causing him to daven in a way where he's causing you not to get up. So to remove the michshal from your friend, sha'amad l'spal b'toich arba amashal yoshiv kfar beheter. V'yishivasi hi g'nai l'makam kadar shalat fila. And your sitting is a g'nai for the makam kadosh. Listen to this. This is a whopper. So you're sitting already. He starts davening next to you. Do you have to get up? Absolutely not. Why? Because I'm grandfathered in. Is it a g'nai? Yeah, what you're doing is a g'nai. But I don't have to get up. It's on him. The g'nai is on him, not on me. The g'nai is what he did. He caused someone to be in a sitting position during next to a tefillah. So therefore, the Midas Chasidus is that I now have on my arvos that I have a certain responsibility that I caused another Jew to create a g'nai b'makam tefillah. So therefore, it's Midas Chasidus to get up. Siv Dalet. Asur la'avar k'neged ha'misraelim b'teich arba amos. Okay, so Sif Aleph through Gimel is you're now to sit down within 4 amos of someone davening. Sif Dalet is, we're not talking about sitting down. Now we're talking about passing by, walking through. Siv Katan, so it's also to pass by someone who's davening within his 4 amos, v'davka lefneim. Passing by is only in front of him. Avol b'tzideim, on the sides, mutar la'avar v'lamad. You could pass by and you could stand. So even though many people, there's a certain mitzvah many people don't like to do. It's a very big mitzvah. It's a very underrated mitzvah. You know, Shabbos everybody likes to keep. But exercise, the mitzvah of exercise, many people don't like to do. I once heard from Avigdor Miller, how do you know it's a chiyuv d'oraisa to exercise? He says like this, if you have to be mechalo Shabbos to keep more Shabbosos, to be around, right? Let's say someone's life is on the line. You have to be mechalo Shabbos to save someone's life so he could keep more Shabbosos. Certainly you have to exercise to be able to keep more Shabbosos. So I personally asked him if in Slabotka the Bachram did exercise. And he said, yes, every single day. I said, what kind of exercise do they do? He said, they would walk to a faraway dining room. I said, should a Jew exercise on Shabbos? He said, absolutely. He said, yes. Anyway, so the thing is, many people, they don't like to do exercise, except when it comes to shul. In shul, people start pacing. So even though, yes, exercise is a very holy activity, the shul is not a track and field. In shul, you're supposed to stay in one spot. And especially, you're not to walk by somebody who's davening. But that's only on in front of him, not on the sides. Why? Says Mishmur, M'nei Shemavatel Kavanosai Al Yedeza. Because you're mevatel someone's kavana by walking in front of him. What do you do if in the middle of Shemana Esrei a child urinated? So he wrote in Simon Tzadi, you're allowed to be marchik kidei ligmar hatfila, but What if that means to be marchik from the meraglayim, you have to walk in front of someone who's davening? You continue to daven even though you're in dalet amos of meraglayim, because the isser of davening in front of meraglayim is more lenient than the isser of walking in front of someone davening Shemona Esrei. You hear this? Why? Because there is a tshuva of the Rashba, not a tshuva, the Rashba and Brachas, Chaf Beis and Beis. That since the Isser Me'aglam is Midrabanan, Im Kvar Mispalel Ein Tzarch LaHafsek. The reason I mention this is just so you get a glimpse into the Choymer O'inyan of not walking by someone. So you want to know what is considered in front. In front certainly means in front. In front, let's study him. Let's see. Let's see the next Mishnah Berurah. One second. Even if you're involved in Kriya Shema, even if you're involved in Kriya Shema, you can't walk in front of someone's davening. It's not a different reason. It's not because you're disturbing him. The guy's eyes are closed. He doesn't know if you're walking in front of him. It's you're interposing between him and the Shekhinah. What about lefnehem? Utstadim shalefnehem. What about, you know, like 45 degrees in front of him on an angle? Is that in front of him or only directly in front of him? So, or the sides that, you know, he could still see. According to the Magen Avraham, in Sivkat and Vav, it's like in front of him. According to the Aliyah Rabbah, Litzadim shalefnehem is mutter. The same thing by Tzaya. The Shulchan Aruch said earlier that you have to be marchik kemloy enav. And when it's behind you or on the sides, only arba amais. So the Mishnah Berurah said that if it's litzadim shalefnehem, it's machlokes Magen Avraham and Aliyah Rabbah. According to Magen Avraham, it's like lefanav, and according to Aliyah Rabbah, it's like on the side. So this is like a veltz machlokes. It's a shas machlokes. How do you define in front of him? Who asked? Rabbi Yaffe asked that. How do you define in front of him? So that's machlokes, the Aliyah Rabbah and the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says 45 degrees in front of you is in front of you. What about 60 degrees? I don't know. I don't know at what point it starts to become mamish litzadim. I don't know. You know, I don't know if we find that's what the machlokes is, because, you know, the reasons, that's a machlokes. No, I don't know that we necessarily find that. Not sure.
Sitting is a problem to the side. Walking on the side and hitting walking is only a problem in the front, right?
Walking is only a problem in front. Sitting is a problem on the side.
Walking next to a person is not a problem. Sitting next to a person is a problem.
Right.
But pacing next to a person would be a problem also. Or would not be an issue.
What?
Pacing next to a person is obvious or that's right. Or it's not an issue, it's just in front.
Pacing next to... Yeah, that's what he says. So, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right. Saying if you're running so fast, if the guy has his sweatband on, you know, and
if you're pacing on the side, you're going to interrupt the guy anyways also. So
if you are, yeah. Right, jumping jacks or stam flips. Okay, aval b'tzideyam, you're allowed to walk. V'azor parashat Chayesara, oysar afil b'tzideyam toich arba amais. Ah. According to the Zohar and Chayei Sara, you can walk on the side. So that's not Me'ikar Adin, Alpi Kabbalah. La'avar v'la'amoid, to pass and send Ratzom, Shiyavar v'yamoid sham, v'lo yelech l'hola, k'dei sh'lo yeh k'neged p'neim. When it says you're allowed to walk on the side, is you walk and then you stop, so that you don't reach in front of him. Shekoyel sheyuchal l'ra'a. Shekoyel sheyuchal l'ra'isai, Av shehut studin shalafanav kilafanav dami va'asar. Meaning you're walking on the side and you're stopping so you're not opposite in front of him. Because if he could see you, even though it's on the side in front of him, it's like in front of him and it's mevato your kavana. So I'm not sure how that fits into what he just said in Sivkatan Tezayin, that studin shalafneyem, according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, is okay. And here he's saying, it's not okay. Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's the Magen Avraham.
By the way, I want to... I just want to point out, if you look in the Bir Halacha, the din of Asur Lavar Keneged is not only a din in Shemana Esrei. He says, Ayin Hatam Mishabura, where either it's Mavad Kavana or you're interposing by the Shechina. He says, Ayin Bal Rabbi Shem Shla, Du Adin Diyezhel Shalavar Be'ez Shekar Shema Yisrael. You can't pass in front of him when someone's saying Shema. Now the Eliyahu Rabba says that's only the first pasuk of Shema, not the whole Kriya Shema. Then he brings Kasab Seimar Mordechai Zalashana Hatam Neishem Vato Kavana Samaspala. What if the guy's talis is draped on his face? Kamoi Shenagim Harbei Demutar Lavar Al Panav. You have many people that they drape their face. Now in Long Island, it's a crime now to have a mask on your face. So I don't know if that applies to a talis, but so many people they cover their whole face in a talis. And therefore they're mashasha the talis. So maybe if the guy's talis is over his face, I am allowed to walk. Or do we say, Roy Lahachmer. So says Rabbi Allah, according to the Chayyadim, that the reason is because you're mafsig between the guy and the Shechina, it's not going to help if he has his talis, the burn cup. Okay?
Shema also covers his eyes specifically to block out a distraction.
Yeah, but everyone's peeking. Most people peek. What? No.
But assuming you're not, it's only for the reason of mafsig.
You're saying by Shema? Yeah, there's no halacha you have to cover your eyes. No. The Gemara says that Rebbe did it, but it's not required. Yeah. Also, the Dirshu points out that if you look in the Eliyahu Rabba, he only applies it to the first pasuk. But look, that's not how the Be'er Halacha says it. Be'er Halacha doesn't say that, you know, it's only going in the first pasuk. Now, but I'm not sure here why the. Okay, so let's see. Well, if fizeh kosher came to asher lelech v'lamoid neged panav b'teichar ba'amois. According to this, it's certainly asher to go and to stand opposite his face within his four amois. Kainu l'dasa magen Avram, who says. Studen shalafanav kilafanav elya rabbis over the also rak lavra betoich arba amis neged panav avalelech betoich arba amis vlamid mutter afilu lefanav ve'efshad yisalaku b'makam atchak. So according to the Magen Avram, it's also lelech vlamid neged panav betoich dal amis. And the elya rabba says. It's only asar lavar b'teich arba amais. But to go and to stand, it's mutter even lefanav. So this is another machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabba. One machlokes is passing tzadim lefanav, tzadim shalefneim. According to the Magen Avraham, Stadim Shalifnayim is Kalifnayim, and according to the Eliyahu Rabba, Stadim Shalifnayim is not Kalifnayim. Here, it seems like there's a little bit of a different discussion where you're passing through and then you're stopping. So let's say you're passing through and you're stopping. Because the Mechaber said, and the Mishabur understood that to mean you stop where you are so you don't end up neged pneihem. Because if he's able to see you, even shalafanav, it's going to be asr. And certainly you can't stop neged panav b'toich dalet amos. But the Eliyahu Rabba holds you could even walk b'toich dalet amos. The Eliyahu Rabba holds it's only asr lavar b'toich dalet amos neged panav. But to stop, you could do it even directly in front of him. I don't think that's talking about dafka b'tzadeim. Meaning there's another machlekes. We know you're not allowed to walk in front of someone. Could you walk and then stop in front of him? The Magen Avraham says no. The Eliyahu Rabba says yes. I think that's a different machlekes than tzadim shalafanav. One machlekes is tzadim shalafanav, and one machlekes is, can you walk and then stop? And the Eliyahu Rabba says, the din that you're not allowed to walk in front of someone is if you pass by, but if you stop dead in your tracks, you could do it. L'chayr, if the reason is because you're being mafsik between him and the Shechina, why would you be allowed to do that? But if the reason is for kavana, maybe it doesn't shtel the guy's kavana if you stop. They're arguing about b'tzideya mutter lavar v'lamay. There are two machlekes in. One is tzadim shalafneim. Is that kilafneim or is that not like kilafneim? But, and then there's another machlekes. Can you walk and then stop directly in front of a guy? So to that, the Eliyahu Rabba says you could do that also. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Eliyahu Rabba says, "Deloy also rak lavar b'toych arba amos neged panav." You're not to pass by. Aval leilech b'toych arba amos v'lamoid mutar afilu lefanav. Okay, let's hold it here, and tomorrow we'll start with Sif Hey. Okay, Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.